what else comes to mind when you think about the town at that time period?
Well, the town was dry. You couldn't buy alcohol. And there was no grocery store in town. Certainly no bakery. The lodges were served by salesmen from food companies. Bolton and Smart comes to mind. The salesmen would come up and take our orders. Burlington Grocery served us with canned goods. And S.S. Pierce used to come to town to sell things. And so it took me a long time to get over ordering by the case, I must say. And we took 20 ski guests, 24 actually, and had a room for ourselves and one room that the children were in as little kids when we first started out. And I was the cook and did reception and that sort of thing. And Werner took care of the housekeeping. And he would be free about 11 o'clock to go skiing for the day. And I stayed home to meet the salesman and take reservations and do the cooking and take care of the kids.
So was it an American plan?
Yes, yes. We started out with three meals a day. And that we packed a lunch for people. But that lasted one season. And I remember we charged $5 a day, room and three meals. But a lot of our ski guests said, you know, it's silly to pack us a lunch because you don't like to carry it when we're skiing, and it could be in the car while we're at the top of the mountain. So we dropped that and eventually raised our rates. I have a book that has all of the information about what we did. And we all knew each other and were very cooperative, I must say. And it was a friendly, very friendly group of people.